Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
Sabi nila, in this economy, hindi na sapat ang isang trabaho lang. But how do you work two jobs and still have a life? Ako si Siege Dentenko. I've been a freelancer since college, and even when I've held regular jobs, I never stopped freelancing on the side. Nag-start ako by writing for magazines and subtitles for shows, hanggang sa events hosting, social media management, and more. Ang dami kong na-unlock na milestones, but I know it's also a challenge and finding your groove takes time. Our guest for today is a freelancing advocate who can help us learn how to juggle jobs without burning out. Kaya tara, samahan niyo kami, 5 minutes lang! Disclaimer lang, pasensya na at may parts na medyo choppy kasi alam niyo naman, pag freelancer, minsan sumasabit internet.
Hi, I'm MK Bird Kunfo, CEO and founder of Filipina Home-Based Moms and two other startup companies. I'm 29, a millennial mom to my only child. I'm based here in Lipa.
So, I know you began freelancing almost 10 years ago and now may sarili ka lang businesses, plural pa. But when you started out, what were the mistakes you made and what did you learn from them?
Yung pinaka hindi ko makakalimutan na mistake na nagawa ko when nag-overlap yung schedule ko. So, meron akong invitation for a talk. Tapos, hindi ko napansin, meron din pala akong isang invitation pa. So, what I did is pinili ko kung alin doon yung pwede kong puntahan na kailangan talaga ako or mas importante. And then I asked someone no, na mag-sub para sa akin for other event. So, sobrang guilty ako noon and tumaki talaga yung ulo ko as in. Sabi ko, dapat hindi na ito mangyari ulit. I always make sure na kailangan wala na akong overbooking. Though may mga times na talagang pagod na ako kasi sa isang araw, sobrang dami kong guestings and at the same time, ang dami kong kailangan tapusin na task, sabay-sabay mga projects. So, ngayon, alam ko na na ito lang yung limitation ko. Dapat dito lang ako kasi ako rin yung mapapagod ng sobra.
Right. Don't bite off more than you can chew, diba? Ako, sakit ko yan eh. May tendency ako to keep saying yes to things. And before I know it, overwhelmed na ako. If proper time management and prioritization are important in normal jobs, all the more pa when you wear different hats, diba?
Yes, so kapag may mga instances when na kailangan kong pumili, kung family ba, work, or business, lagi kong pinaprioritize talaga yung family, especially if it's school events ng anak ko or family vacation. In terms of our family vacations, maaga talaga yung nabubook, no? And funny thing is, kailangan ko talaga siyang i-book sa calendar ko. As in yung mga friends na kailangan in-meet. Can you imagine, very tita na tayo doon. Pero nakakatulong siya eh. Well, kailangan talaga naka-calendar na lahat when you reach the point na working ka na.
Yeah.
Sobrang helpful na every night, i-review mo kung ano yung magiging task mo for tomorrow or for the week. O kaya, if there's a way na mapagsama-sama mo, for example, you will be attending events since dito na ako sa Lipa, ang ginagawa ko is lahat ng mga pwede kong attendance sa Manila na events, pinagsasama-sama ko yan. Tapos lahat ng mga pwede kong pagsamahin ng mga tasks na magkakatulad. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this kind of time blocking yung tinatawag nila dito. Mas maganda kasi mas nakafocus kayo sa isang gagawin lang for the day. So for example, if you are a social media marketer and then you're handling multiple clients, no? So for that day, mag-edit ka lang ng photos. And then the next day, mag-create ka naman ng mga captions. Kung magsusulat ako na magsusulat, i-assign ko lang yan for that day. And then the next day naman, panay meetings lang. Parang ganun.
I like that. In a way, na-organize mo rin yung brain mo into the type of tasks you need to do. Pero MK, kanina you mentioned taking a vacation. I wanna know, kung sub-sub ka na sa trabaho, may time ka pa ba para sa sarili mo? How do you take a break?
ako, since I work from home, I feel na advantage for me, no, na kung gusto kong magpahinga, humiga, mag-work for the day at bawiin na lang siya the next day, possible siya kasi nga, I work from home. Majority of my clients, no, would allow me na mag-work anytime kung gusto. No, pero that's not the case for everyone. I mean, may mga work from home pa rin that they need to be on a specific na schedule sa work nila. Pero at least nasa bahay pa rin sila. So doon naman sa mga nasa office pa rin, kung yung working environment nyo is medyo stressful din talaga, hindi kaya nyo pag-go, pero mag-consider din kayo to find a job, no, na suitable para sa inyo. Important nun sa kahit na anong workplace na meron kang magandang relationship with your employer as well as your workmates. Kasi nagiging stressful lang naman yan kapag hindi ka masaya sa mga kasama mo at saka din sa pinaka-working environment mo, no. Pero kapag happy ka sa kung anong job yung ginagawa mo and then okay din yung mga kasama mo, yan, maganda yan. And then kapag may chance, no, na lumabas with your colleagues, no, ayan, makaka-help din yan. Sa lahat ng mga workers, ika nga, ayan, mapa-corporate or freelancer man kayo ngayon, always remember, no, na hindi naman yan magiging work forever. So always make sure na mag-find ng time to rest. Kasi syempre, kapag nakapagpahinga tayo, mas magiging clear din yung mind natin, mas makakapag-recharge yung katawan natin. So mas makakapagtapos tayo ng mga task na gagawa natin na maayos yung work natin.
Thanks for listening! If you found this episode useful, rate us on Spotify and share this with a friend. Itag nyo na rin kami at Puma_podcast on Instagram and at PumaPodcastPH on Twitter or X. I'm also on social media at Siege the Dave. This episode was produced by Maceo Ven and edited by Joe Salcedo. Abangan ang susunod naming episode tungkol sa long-lasting friendships. 5 minutes lang. Next weekend!
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.